In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is a phrase that says, "The person who does not know how to recognize the times in which he lives, it is because he does not have the Holy Spirit in him." It is the Holy Spirit who helps us recognize the signs of the times, in this case, the signs that are announcing the proximity of the great events. Events related to the end of time, one of which is a great famine, which according to some prophecies will happen shortly before the warning. For the people who don't know and know little about the warning, please watch the video that we are showing in the top right corner. In the warning video, we explain a lot of information that would be useful for your soul. On the other hand, it is also the Holy Spirit who can and wants to help us to strengthen our faith, our hope, and our charity. Because in this way, we can live all these events, giving a great testimony of our life of faith as Christians for the glory of God. Although it is true that all the events related to this stage of great purification will happen for everyone, not everyone will experience them in the same way. And to better understand it, we could separate humanity into two large groups: people of faith who will persevere in their fidelity to God, and people who do not persevere in their fidelity to God. Our Lord Jesus and our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, have spoken to us on different occasions about the special care and protection that people of faith will receive from heaven. These people of faith, in the midst of trial or purification, if they remain faithful to God and trust in His mercy and love, will receive help from heaven in these times. And we can confirm this in the Bible when we read about the great miracles that accompanied the people of Israel on their way out of Egypt to the Promised Land. In the same way, the miracles will happen and will accompany the faithful remnant of the Church, who can reach that peace announced by our Blessed Mother in Fatima. One of those miracles will be the multiplication of food. In the Bible, we see how on two occasions our Lord and His disciples fed thousands of people with just a few loaves and fishes. Miracles of multiplication that have not stopped happening throughout history, and that even continue to happen today in our time. These scenarios show us that God can miraculously provide food and go against the natural laws that He created when it is needed, because for God, there is nothing impossible. We, His human creatures, are the ones who limit God through our free will. There are many approved cases by the Catholic Church of these multiplication miracles. For example, one of them happened in the year 1550 in the village of Poggio in the municipality Castel San Pietro Terme in the province of Bologna in Italy, at a time when the fierce struggle against Luther's reform was going on. The Virgin Mary appeared to a blind old woman who was begging for a piece of bread and told her that when the woman entered her house, she would have all the bread she needed as long as she was alive, which happened, and also this woman was cured of her blindness. This miracle was approved by the Bishop of Bologna, and there is a famous painting that commemorates it. Another case happened in the year 1677 with the multiplication of wine, precisely on the occasion of the Feast of the Virgen de la Paz in Madrid, Spain. The miracle occurred in a house, and there is a notarized document that describes and attests to it, signed by dozens of people. The witness who was living in the house filled a 190-liter wine jar on January 21st to have wine for his house and for the other houses to which he offered it on the occasion of the Patron Saint Festival. The wine was completely used by the 24th in the evening at a party with 300 guests. On the 25th, the witness got up early and intrigued that the wine had lasted, he went to check the jar and saw that the jar was full, and also that the wine was flowing like a fountain in gushes. He publicly announced it, and hundreds of people came to see this miracle and took away pitchers of wine. The notary calculates that the jar gave 10 times more wine than what the witness put there. Another case was of the multiplication of the grains of rice, which later was a miracle considered for the canonization of St. John Macias. It happened in a pantry house that offered food to the poor. On January 25, 1949, it was 12 noon and the food had not arrived, so the person in charge of cooking the food addressed this to St. John Macias with faith by saying, "O blessed, and the poor without food." And the person in charge began to cook the 26 ounces, or 750 grams of rice, and a little meat that she had. After a while, she saw that the rice overflowed out of the pot in gushes, so she transferred some of it to another pot. The news spread through the city, and many people came and confirmed the fact. A generous portion of food was distributed to 50 children. And later, an equally abundant portion was distributed to 100 poor people. The food, in addition to being abundant, was better seasoned and more flavorful than ever, despite not having any other condiments. The miracle of the multiplication of the grains of rice lasted about 4 hours, until the priest said, "Enough is enough." St. John Macias, through his intercession, was already famous in life for multiplying food in his convent in Lima, Peru. Just like St. Martin de Porres, the Peruvian saint, when he was sent to the market to buy for the convent, he distributed part of the food he had bought to everyone who asked him on the way, and when he arrived, the basket was still full. Take into account these events of multiplication at the gates of entering the Great Tribulation announced by our Lord in His Word, which is a great tribulation that we should not see as a punishment, but as a time of purification allowed by God, so humanity can truly repent of their sins and be reconciled to Him. As we know, if God allows an evil, it is because He wants to get a great good out of that evil, and that is exactly what He is looking for with all these events that will happen. That is why it is important to understand the truth of Christ and not the truth that we are accustomed to believe out of ignorance. God is the only one who can bring out the greatest good that humanity can experience, and this is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that together all the faithful who persevered in the truth of Christ can reach that peace announced by our Blessed Mother in Fatima. As St. John the Apostle, or St. John the Beloved, tells us in the book of Revelation, in chapter 7, verse 9 to verse 17, "After that, I saw that there was a huge number, impossible for anyone to count, of people from every nation, race, tribe, and language. They were standing in front of the throne and in front of the Lamb, dressed in white robes and holding palms in their hands. They shouted in a loud voice, 'Salvation to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.' And all the angels who were standing in a circle round the throne, surrounding the elders and the four living creatures, prostrated themselves before the throne and touched the ground with their foreheads, worshiping God with these words, 'Amen.' Praise and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen. One of the elders then spoke and asked me, 'Who are these people dressed in white robes, and where have they come from?' I answered him, 'You can tell me, sir.' Then he said, 'These are the people who have been through the great trial. They have washed their robes white again in the blood of the Lamb. That is why they are standing in front of God's throne and serving Him day and night in His sanctuary. and the one who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. They will never hunger or thirst again. Sun and scorching wind will never plague them, because the Lamb who is at the heart of the throne will be their shepherd and will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. Then we must prepare ourselves materially by storing food to the extent of our possibilities. But above all, we must prepare ourselves spiritually, in a way that when these events start to happen, they will find us with a firm faith, a hope that is proof of everything, and the necessary charity that God can also work through us. Surely it will be a time when the temptations of anguish, despair, and fear will attack us with greater force than at any other time. But we must trust that we will lack nothing, that God will guide us, care for us, and protect us in a very special way, who will work many and extraordinary miracles, such as multiplication of food, to satisfy the hunger of his faithful. In order to achieve that confidence, we have to prepare ourselves from now on, strengthening our life of prayer and our sacramental life. In other words, turning the Eucharist and our dear Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, into those two columns where our personal and family life are always sustained. And with God's favor and the help of our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, we will be able to persevere and achieve the triumph longed for by all. Let's pray and remember the words of our sweet Jesus in our hearts that we find in Luke chapter 21, verse 28. When these things begin to happen, take courage and raise your heads, because your liberation is near at hand. Now pray with us this beautiful consecration to the Holy Spirit. We will also create a short video only with this prayer where you can pray it every day. Receive, O Holy Spirit, the perfect and absolute consecration of my entire being, which I make to you on this day, so that you deign to be my director from now on, in each of the moments of my life, in each of my actions, my light, my guide, my strength, and all the love of my heart. I abandon myself completely without conditions to your divine will, and I want to always be docile to your holy inspirations. O Holy Spirit, deign to form me with Mary and in Mary, according to the model of your beloved Jesus. Glory to the Creator Father, glory to the Redeemer Son, glory to the Sanctifier, Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.